change of zone number 1765 Red Mill Point LLC.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 29,289 square feet, more or less, for land lying northeast of Route 1 Coastal Highway across from Red Mill Pond. The 911 address was not available. The tax map ID is District 334, Map 1, Parcel Number 5. The applicant did provide with their application a copy of the survey of the property. I've just passed that down to the members of the commission. We did receive agency comments, first one being from DLDOT, Department of Transportation. It was in the form of a support facilities report dated November 3rd of 2014. Referencing that a traffic impact study was not required, that the current level of service E of Route 1 will not change as a result of this application. We also heard from the Sussex Conservation District, again in the form of a memorandum on March 9 of 2015, and referencing that the site contains one soil type, that the applicants will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas are affected, that on-site and off-site drainage improvements will not be required, and that no tax ditches are affected. I also have just received a copy of a memorandum from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. It makes reference that the site is located in a county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer district, being the northern West Rehoboth expansion area, that wastewater central source service, is not available to the parcel at this time, and use of an on-site septic system is proposed. The conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the parcel is in a future service area, the West Rehoboth expansion area, and does not have sewer service available to it at this time. And the county does not have a schedule to provide sewer service in the immediate. And finally, a concept plan is not required to be submitted for at this time. For the benefit of the commission, this application was filed on November 17th of 2014, and I received no additional agencies or comments from individuals. That's all I have. Any questions?
No question. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening?
Yes, my name is Hal Dukes with the law firm of Tunnel and Razor. I'm here on behalf of the applicant.
Mr. Dukes, you've heard what Mr. Lank read into the record. Do you have anything to add to that?
Yes, sir. The applicant is actually the owner of the property next door, which is, a medical center. And in the course of events, what's happened is the State Highway Department has taken over the first 100 feet of the area that is in front of the medical building. And with that, there's a septic system there. And as Mr. Lank said, there's no plans to add into the sewer district. So, and if you look along the road there, everybody else has got commercial zoning. This is just a pocket that was somehow left out years ago. What we'd like to do is add this to the existing medical building site so that we can go ahead and add or move our septic system. Now, I have a copy of a plot here that can show you what's going on. You have to pass it around because we only got one of it. Well, this is our property we're talking about. So if they continue on, we're not even going to have a big enough building site just to move the septic.
So the state has taken basically 100 feet along several parcels to your south.
But they haven't reached the parcel we're asking for, but that's still okay because they don't plan to do anything.
Thank you.
So basically it's created a hardship for my client, and he's acquired this, and the lot is very, very small that we're switching. If you subtract the first 100 feet off that lot, there's virtually nothing left except for an area to move the septic there. Now, the state, when you talk to them, they have said to us that they would help us relocate the septic system. But there's nothing other than a fact that when they condemned the property, they made a statement on the condemnation that they would make that helpful with the natural resources. I guess it can waive the permit costs or something like that.
Are you submitting this for the record? Can
yes,
we,
you can.
We can.
The property would be right where your finger is. So you can
this,
see if they're
right. Yeah. This is what they already have, right?
Right.
Yeah. And they're going to come
this
on across.
Is one.
Yeah. And then you're going to put your septic.
Yeah, that's right. And this is our building here.
Gotcha. So you're going to move septic here. Expand your building. Gotcha. You understand?
And we're combining this to the existing structure. It's not to be a separate building lot. It's going to be a separate site. Just combining the sites together.
Is your intent to basically extend this property to make it a portion of the adjacent property to the south?
Correct. We're adding that to the existing property. They purchased the entire track, the original track with the shopping, or actually the medical center on it. And then this was just acquired last summer when we filed for the application right away.
Does this plan here equal, does this have the 100 feet subtracted off of it?
No.
So this would then move up into this?
Precisely.
To that line there where the yes, state sir. Of Delaware is?
Yes, sir.
So the request to move it from its current zoning to CR would move this into that block?
Correct, sir.
Do they also plan on taking 100 feet from this site as well?
They won't tell us, but it appears that way.
So they've come down the highway this way and essentially stopped right there. That's,
yes, sir. Correct.
But then they've already taken yours?
They haven't taken our first 100 feet there, no. But it looks like it's pending.
Have they sent you a letter or anything?
No, we've received nothing from them. That's the trouble. We just don't know. But our septic is certainly on their land. And the issue is, they've said, well, you can keep it here, but we can't tell you how long.
Oh, it's on the land on the other piece that's already
acquired. Our septic system is on the state land that they already took. Yeah.
So your septic is over here?
Yes, sir.
In front of the medical
In front
offices.
Of that, that
Right, exactly,
area.
Which they've taken 100 feet of that. So it comes up very close to our medical building. And there's no place to put a septic on our land because we've got the parking lot.
Does the septic that's on the state land feed the medical building? Does it?
Yes, that is the medical building septic system.
So it's not your septic.
Well, it is. It's our septic.
It's shared.
No, it was their septic system on their land. The state, through their real property acquisition process, bought it from them. So the state owns the land subject to their septic system sitting on it. I'm sure they got paid for it based on appraised values and everything else.
Yeah, Bill Vernon was the original owner, and they did pay him, I think, a few thousand dollars. But then the agreement was that they would go ahead and help him find an alternative solution for the septic issue when they took that land, and they were going to let him do a holding tank. There's arrangements with the natural resources. But then when this land became available, my client thought it appropriate to go ahead and buy the land next door, and then he didn't have to worry about the holding tank or anything else. He can just move the septic system over there.
Okay.
So it would be beneficial for you or your client that the county put in the central sewer?
Yes, but when you talk to the engineer, that's true. But when you talk to the engineer's department, it's not on the radar.
I know, yes.
Yeah.
Trying to show that into the record. But if that did take place, then what would that area be used for?
Suppose you could use it for parking. It's not really a very large area when you look at the setbacks and everything that are there. It's not a large footprint to do anything with.
That was the intent, was for possible parking anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're requesting the zoning change so that it marries up
Correct.
To the
yes, sir.
Property that your
That's
client
correct.
Owns now.
Yes, sir.
The So that you'd have one contiguous zoning all the way to the state land.
Correct.
So if the state does take the 100-foot frontage and you add the rear portion to the other site, you probably still won't have the same square footage that you had originally.
That's correct.
But the other piece is bigger.
That's just the way it's going to have to be.
Yeah. Okay.
And actually, if we get the zoning approval, we're going to go ahead and combine these two in one track anyway.
This one and
yes.
the half that they take away from
correct.
That one.
Yes, sir.
So then you would erase the property lines and you would
yes.
have the same,
correct.
Same zone.
Okay. I have no further questions. Thank you, Mr. Burton. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. So, Mr. Dukes, if this property was rezoned as commercial and the state wanted to take away that piece, that 100-foot piece, does not your property become more valuable because of the rezoning?
I suppose so, sure.
Okay. That aside, if the rezoning is approved, as you know, not just by us but by council, what's your intent with all those buildings that exist there now?
Some of those buildings are taken down already. There's a trailer there that's being that has been removed already. There is an old house there. I think there's a caretaker that's living there temporarily, but the plans are to remove that too. That house, by the way, would be in the state right away.
Right, but that would be your commercial office.
No, sir.
That they would be buying.
Oh,
I'm
I don't know
being
about
facetious.
That.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Ross.
Okay, just so I understand, the adjoining properties are commercial.
Yes.
The state owns the property where your septic system currently is.
Right.
I've told you can use your septic system for an indefinite period of time, but they could change their mind tomorrow.
Exactly right.
And what you want to do is you want to avoid a Chinese fire drill
yes.
and move your septic before you get into a situation where the state says you can't use your septic anymore.
Precisely.
Okay, thank you. I understand the application. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ross. Back to you, Mr. Lank.
No questions.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Ms. Cornwell?
No question.
And Mr. Robertson?
Just one question for clarity of the record. I get the adjacent zoning. That makes sense. But why does it have to be commercial for a septic system?
Well, because basically my client owns the other part that's commercial. And if he's going to put a parking lot there someday, or he's going to combine it all together as one track, and the bank certainly wants it all zoned one way. They don't want it bifurcated.
Like a split,
the
yeah.
bank is making a commercial loan to him for the site, so the whole thing has got to be put together. And this is one of the holdups on refinancing because they're not enthusiastic about the state's basically honesty as far as how long that septic system is going to be there. And if the septic system's not there, then the value goes down.
Okay. That's all the questions I have. Thanks. Thanks,
thank
Mr.
you.
Dukes.
Thank you.
All right. Mr. Dukes, if you'd kindly take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone else here that has an interest in this application. Thank you for your presentation. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1765, Red Mill Point, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to... I'm so sorry.
Hello. My name is Nancy Bulucci. I am the neighbor on the south bound of the Coastal Highway across the street. From this property, I know this property, and I have no objection about this project being done the way Mr. Dukes presented.
Thank you.
So you live across Route 1?
Yes,
right?
Yes, south one.
Thank
this
you.
Is north, I am south, exactly on the other.
Thank you, duly noted. Anyone else that would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone, the commissioner, staff, have any further questions? Seeing or hearing none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of the evening here to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.